Hello, monkeys, and welcome to the Monkey Cast. I'm your host, Monkey Dan. And for this first episode ever of the Monkey Cast, I thought it'd be appropriate to record out in the wild. But the only compromise we're going to have to make because of that is it's a little bit more windy than is ideal for podcasting, so you may hear some sounds of the winds brushing through the pines. But I've been wanting to start a podcast for a while now, and for this first episode, I thought we could talk a little bit about the history of Monkey, aka the Wild Gym Company. And then secondly, I thought I could share a little bit of my background to show how we got to where we are today. So I think I'll start off with a little bit of my personal background, and then we can talk about the company. So I am from California, the East Bay. So that'd be east of Oakland. And I grew up there my whole life. We never moved. And as a kid, we did a little bit of camping, but nothing compared to what I'm kind of into now. So didn't really get in the backcountry much. Did some kind of car camping, did some fishing, did some hiking, but I really didn't get into the wilderness and the outdoors until college, and it was a very internal drive. I'm not sure exactly where it came from, but I just wanted to get out in the mountains. The Sierra Nevadas in California, they're such a beautiful range. I was just drawn to them, and in college I was an athlete, and kind of the defining moment for me was the summer of 2007. I got an internship as a backcountry wilderness ranger in Sequoia National Forest, and essentially I lived out in the wild for the entire summer. And as I mentioned, I was an athlete in school, and so that whole spring leading up to that summer in the wild, I was very concerned with how I was going to maintain my training when I wasn't going to have access to this collegiate level strength and conditioning facility. But I figured nature, the wild, would provide what I needed. So pretty much my first task on the first time out, on what I would call patrol, my first time out, I spent a whole day basically constructing this all natural wild gym. So found some nice logs, cut those up into pieces, gathered rocks, and I hung some branches from other branches to make pull-up bars. I erected this kind of dip station. And essentially, I just built this gym out in the wild at about 8,800 feet or so. And it was awesome. So I would squat logs. I would do pull-ups on these branches. I would throw rocks. I would put rocks in my pack and do squats or do dips with the rocks or even do pull-ups. And that's on top of hiking probably anywhere from 5 to 15 miles a day. And that summer when I returned to school, I was in the best shape of my life. And that following season, I actually ended up earning a scholarship. And it was since that time I knew I wanted to do something in the outdoors, and I also wanted to do something related to health and fitness. So I graduated from school in 2008. And I actually got to go back for basically a post-grad year to play an additional season. So 2009, I was finally done with school, and I decided to be a wildland firefighter. And I did that for 2 seasons out in Montana. It was awesome. It was wild, and it was one of those experiences that I'm really glad I did it at the time, but I knew it wasn't going to be a career, and so I wanted to get back into wilderness. And 2010, 2011, I got to do 2 more seasons in the backcountry as a wilderness ranger. And those were both in California. And same thing, all natural wild gym, just spending all day outside, hiking, lifting, doing all kinds of just movement. And again, I was happy. I was in the best shape of my life. And I don't know why I honestly left it, but I knew I wanted to do something more. And, to be honest, when you're a 20-something wilderness ranger, you spend a lot of time alone, which, is fun and all, but it did get lonely at times. So I wanted to do something different, and I thought I could do a little bit more. So David, who's my best friend from college, we were both each other's best man in our weddings. We'd always talked about doing some sort of business that related to the outdoors and fitness. And I remember I was living in California at the time. This was 2012. I remember David called me. He was out of breath. He'd been running. And he's going, "Hey, man, do you guys have these outdoor gyms, these old park horses is what they're called?" And I'm sure most of you have seen them. They're kind of around lakes or parks. It's these stations. There's maybe half a dozen to a dozen stations, anything from a pull-up bar, a dip bar, but some of them I personally think are kind of lame. There's these step-up boxes, these weird stretching apparatuses. And he called me asking about those. I said, "Yeah, of course. I would run and do pull-ups at one of them. But that's pretty much all I did." And he goes, "Yeah, I think we can do better." And that light bulb went off in my head like, hell yeah, we can do better. So our first business venture was really what was called at the time the Wild Gym. And that's where the Wild Gym company came from. So I moved out to Colorado. David was in school up in Fort Collins. And we started working on the Wild Gym. And we had pretty good traction. We won business plan competitions, I should say. We were working with some cities, we were working with some communities to install these basically wild version of kind of like a CrossFit-esque, MoveNat-esque, Strongman-esque gym that incorporated these natural features, this natural aesthetic, but would also allow you to get in a pretty freaking solid workout. So we worked on that for basically a year. And right as we were about to install the first kind of prototype Wild Gym, everything just collapsed. The city backed out. We were running out of money. It just collapsed within like a week. And fortunately, we'd come up with the concept of monkey bars earlier that year. So this would be now January of 2013 is when we initially came up with that first concept for monkey bars. And I remember looking at David. It was August of 2013. Everything had just collapsed in front of us. We looked at each other and we knew we were going to do monkey bars at that time. And I don't know where it came from, but I had this vision for doing this workout off of a hot air balloon using the monkey bars. I thought it'd be great for, we were going to do a Kickstarter. So I thought that'd be great for the Kickstarter video. And so somehow we convinced this hot air balloon pilot to let us rig on our own. We rigged up monkey bars hanging underneath this hot air balloon. We took off in Longmont, Colorado, which is maybe 15 miles north of Boulder, right on the Front Range. Beautiful day in October. I believe it was October 22nd, 2013. And we took off. We get up about 1,000 feet. I'm on belay. So Dave's belaying me off the rigging of the balloon. The pilot's doing his thing. We've got a cameraman with us in the basket as well. He lowers me off this basket, and for an hour, I was just doing any exercise I could think of while we filmed. So I was doing pull-ups, muscle-ups, ice cream makers, all these things. I was exhausted, and we landed, and the police were there. And we actually, when we landed, I was dangling underneath the balloon, so I'm about 20, 30 feet below the balloon. I hit the ground, I untie real fast, and then the balloon lands maybe a minute later. And I remember the cop that was there, he just kind of shook his head and drove off. And then for the next 48 hours maybe, we were in this like crazy viral media storm, which was awesome, except we didn't have a website, we didn't have a Kickstarter page, we didn't have product, we had nothing, so fortunately, that didn't really propel the business forward, but we did get some good footage for Kickstarter. So fast forwarding to spring of 2014, we launched the first Kickstarter for Monkey Bars, which we refer to now as Monkey Bars Minimalist or Monkey Bars 1. Those are the wood handles with the aluminum end caps. That was the first concept of Monkey Bars. We launched those. We raised $111,000 on Kickstarter, which at the time was pretty good. And that was mainly with friends and family. So, you know, we had about 3,000 customers, and you know, we just weren't getting traction. It was a little bit, the setup was a little bit complicated, and it just wasn't really, it was more of a niche product. And so we knew we could do better. We got a ton of customer feedback. We launched Monkey Bars 2 in, gosh, I think it was June of 2006. Yep, we launched it in June 2006. And we did $1 million for that Kickstarter. And that was what really set the business in motion. Before that, I was working another job, basically full-time. David, who's my co-founder, business partner, best friend, he was working on Monkey, but I mean, he was probably making, I'm not going to say specifically, but he was definitely making under what would be poverty level. So, you know, he really took a hit personally, financially, to maintain the business, keep the business going while I was working full time and could do what I could kind of in between. But so that second Kickstarter for Monkey Bars 2, that's what really propelled us into kind of a functioning, quote unquote, real company. I got to work full time. I've been a full-time monkey now since August of 2016. And it's been awesome. It's been, it doesn't feel like work at all. And we're very fortunate. We're very lucky. We're very grateful to have this opportunity. And part of the reason I want to start the podcast was to have, you know, this ongoing discussion with the monkeys, with the monkey community, the monkey society, and learn more about the monkeys that are out there around the world. And really, thank you, monkeys, as well. So we're very grateful for all the support we've had over the years. And, you know, that support has followed through this past summer. So this would be 2017. We launched the Pocket Monkey Kickstarter, which did another $1 million with about, gosh, I think it's 1,500 to 2,000 more backers. So we raised about the same amount of money, but we grew the monkey community, which is awesome. And that's really what we want to do. So, man, this has been wild. It feels good to get out. Feels good to give a little more background of who is Monkey, what is Monkey, why are we doing what we're doing, where we came from. And I'm so excited to get some monkeys on the show, to talk training, to talk the monkey lifestyle, talk just health and fitness, and how we can all keep getting wilder. So thank you for tuning in to this first episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, and stay wild, everyone. Monkey on.